Okay. So if you remember, the last thing that we discussed was the Mishnah has the Brishma brings down. Then if you bring it up, build your sukkah in various unusual places, on a boat, in a cart, on a camel, right in a tree. So these are all kosher sukkahs, and you can't use them on Yom Tov if it's in a tree or on a camel, because of various halachas in Yom Tov have very little to do with sukkah. Rashi says you're yotzi anyway. We discussed, and the bunch of achronim ask, isn't this a mitzvah b'apira or a related category called kol milta amid rachman leisavi di avid lemehane? Anything if the Torah told us to do, not to do. If you in fact end up doing it, then the Torah will not recognize its effectiveness, right? And then, right, we discussed using the tree to make walls of the sukkah, right? What if the tree constitutes a wall of a sukkah, or minimally supports, crucially, the wall of a sukkah? Is that problematic? And we said, well, it depends. It depends on if the sukkah could stand and be a kosher sukkah without tree. If it can, then great. If not, then that sukkah also is a kosher sukkah that cannot be used on Yom Tov. Parenthetically, if you do this, obviously you would have to be careful that the tree's canopy is not shading over the sukkah, because that would passel the sukkah as passel schach. Different discussion. Okay. Gemara. Mani Mas Nissin, who came up with this Mishnah? Who wrote this Mishnah? Whose opinion is it? Rabbi Kiva, it's Rabbi Kiva's opinion. The Sanyas we have in a Braisa. Rabbi Kiva, Oises Sukose, Verosha Skrina, somebody makes a sukkah on a boat. Rabbi Anamil, Poisel, Rabbi Kiva Maksha, Rabbi Anamil says that's actually possible. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's Kasher. Like our Mishnah says. Maise, Be Rabbi Anamil, Rabbi Kiva, Shahayu Bain Besvina. Amad Rabbi Kiva, Veasa, Sukkah, Verosha Svina. Right? One day, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva were actually in a boat, and Rabbi Akiva made a sukkah on the boat. Zamachar nashvaruach v'akarta. That the next day, a strong wind came along and it blew away the sukkah from the boat. Amarli Rabbi Gamliel, Akiva, heichalgu sukkascha. Rabbi Gamliel said, Akiva, I don't understand. What happened to your sukkah? So, Abaye, Amar Abaye dechulei almai kadeina yechel almai beruach mitzuyah deyavasha. Loikum hi yechel almai b'sheina mitzuyah deyavasha. Kulei almai loy pligi dechsheyaki pligi b'deyechel almai beruach mitzuyah deyavasha. Meaning dechela almai beruach sheina mitzuyah deyavasha. Beruach mitzuyah deyam is really the correct gersa. Rabbi Gamliel Savar Suka Diras Kevabain Vehaven de Ene Yukala Moid Beruach Matsuya de Yam like Clumi. We give a Savar Suka Diras Arai Bainan Vehaven de Yahila Moid Beruach Matsuya de Avasha Keshera. Okay, so Rabbi Gamliel, basically Abai explained the machos between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva as follows. Right, everybody will agree that if it's a regular, if this is an average sort of wind on land, and it's enough to blow away the sukkah, then that sukkah's not a sukkah. If you build your entire sukkah out of, I don't know, paper, right, and put schach on top, so that will not be a kosher sukkah, but it'll blow away in any wind. And everybody will agree that if it will, generally it stands, but it can be blown away in an extremely strong wind, you know, a hurricane or something like that, then everybody will agree that's a kosher sukkah. Their disagreement is about a sukkah that's strong enough to not be blown away by a regular wind on land. But the sort of wind which is fairly normal at sea, which is stronger, that already would be blown away by. And that's what Rabbi Akiva built. And that's what Rabbi Gamliel said was possible. Rabbi Gamliel said it's possible. Why? Because a sukkah has to be a permanent dwelling. A permanent dwelling means that it can stand up to a fairly impressive land. A fairly impressive wind. Right. On the other hand, right, So Rabban Gamliel thought that since it has to be a permanent dwelling, it has to be able to stand up to a sort of wind that's common at sea, and if it's not a common land. And Rabbi Akiva said, no, it can be a temporary dwelling, and since a sukkah is fundamentally a temporary dwelling, it, as long as it can stand up to sort of wind which is common on land, even if it can't stand up to the sort of wind which is common at sea, it will be kosher. Note, I explained the Gemara the way Rashi explained it. There is, I think, another way to explain it, right? You could explain the Gemara saying the following, right? Where did he build the sukkah? He built the sukkah on a boat, right? Now, and it was unable to stand up to a sort of wind which is common at sea. Meaning, that's inherently a right. It's just not going to last, right? If it can't stand up to the sort of wind that's common where it is, then it is inherently non-permanent. Rabbi Gamliel says that's not a dwelling at all, right? And Rabbi Akiva says, no, because it can stand up to a sort of wind which is common in most places that you build a sukkah, it's enough to be called a sukkah. It can stand up to some wind. The fact that it won't last in the place we're currently in, that's not really a problem because it's inherently a temporary dwelling. A temporary dwelling, okay, so it can get blown away. It's temporary. That's the whole point. Okay. Fine. Let's continue in the... Okay, so fine. Let's continue. So, if you built, the Mishnah said that if you build your sukkah on the back of a camel, that is also a kosher sukkah, except you can't use it in Yom Tov. Masizi Mani, who wrote this Mishnah? Whose opinion is this? Rabbi Meir is Rabbi Meir. Desanya is kosher agabea behema. Rabbi Meir machshir. Rabbi Yehuda poisa. Rabbi Meir says it's kosher if you make your sukkah on an animal's back. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's possible. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say this? Amar kra chagas is kois tase lechashivas yamim. Sukkah ruvi leshiva shma sukkah sukkah shein ruvi leshiva loy shma sukkah. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the reason why this is possible is that a sukkah which is usable as a sukkah for all 6 days, that's a real sukkah. A sukkah which is not usable as sukkah for all 7 days of sukkahs, that's not a real sukkah. That is not going to be a real sukkah because the sukkah says, Chagas kois ta'aseh lecha shivas yamim, you should make this festival of sukkahs for 7 days. Therefore, the only sukkah that is valid is a sukkah which is usable for the entire festival, at least theoretically. It doesn't mean you have to use it for the entire festival, but it means it should be usable for the entire festival. Okay. No. Rashi explains, what does it mean, right? Obviously, one could have suggested that what's going on here is that the sukkah is just not going to last in the back of a behemoth. Right. Rashi says that's not the case. Rashi suggests that since Rabbanan made a gzeira that you cannot use a sukkah on the back of an animal, right, on Yom Tov, what that means is that this sukkah is not suitable for the entire chag. Since it is not suitable for the entire chag, it's not suitable for the entire chag on a d'oraisa level. Right, that's even though midoraisa this is a kosher sukkah, and it only reaches this status because of gzeira. Now, note also, Rashi was the one who said that if you use this sukkah, b'diyevid you are in fact yotze. Right, so for Rashi this is a tremendous chiddush. What he's saying is, one of two things: either he's saying Rabbi Yehuda would reject that entirely, right? Rabbi Yehuda would not say only that you shouldn't do this, but it's possible all of chag, right? Or alternatively, maybe that's what the Gemara really sounds right, right? Or he'll say that no. The point is, the fact that Rabbanan said don't use it means you can never use it at all, because a sukkah fundamentally is usable for all sukkahs. The Gemara sounds like it would be possible, but later. Right, Rabbi Meir thinks, in any case, Rabbi Meir apparently does not accept this lambda. So Rabbi Meir, I mean, Rabbi Meir might hold it, except it's the other way. It was Rabbanan made a gzera that so that the sukkah has to be usable for the that the sukkah cannot be used on the first day. However, if they were to make a gzera that you're not yotze, then maybe that would have puzzled the sukkah for the entire 7 days. Therefore, it must be that what the gzera was that you shouldn't use it. But if you use it, b'di'evit, you are yotze, and therefore it is a suitable sukkah for the entire 7 days. I think this is a possibility. Okay. Veraimer hanami midaraisa mixa chazia. Verabanan the gazruba. Raimer says no, that's only gzera, right? And Rabbanan were the ones who made the gzera. That midaraisa is really a kasha sukkah. Rabbanan made a gzera, and therefore the gzera can't change the status of the sukkah min ha Torah. Asal behema doifin the sukkah. Raimer poisa Rabbi Yehuda machshir. But if you use the an animal as the wool. As a wall of the sukkah, then already Rabbi Meir says it is possible, and Rabbi Yehuda says it is kosher. Shehaya Rabbi Meir Amir called Davar sheyesh beruachai noisei noisei loy doifin la sukkah velei chai lechi lamavei velei pasen leberais velei goylel lekever. Right, because Rabbi Meir said that anything which moves, which is an animal, which is alive, you cannot use it as the wall of the sukkah. You cannot use it as a pillar to stand at the side of a mavli, to allow you to carry within that mavli, to allow you to create a shit of mavolos, right? You don't use it to build those poles that we discussed earlier around a well so that people can carry water from the well to their animals on Shabbat when they make Aliyah L'Regel, right? And you also don't use it as what's called the golel for a gravestone. So what's the golel for a gravestone? The way you can actually see the way they used to build. There's a big machlekes in Mishonim, exactly how, what is a golel. The Mishnah in Ahalos mentions two stones that they basically put on a grave. A golel, which literally means a rolling stone, and a dofek, which means a stop, right? So the archaeologists say that what it means is as follows. If you look at the burial caves which they had, what they do is they would block the burial caves off with a very, very large rolling stone. It was a huge circular stone, bigger than a door, right? And they would roll it in front of the cave. Ah, but it rolls. So how would they stop it from rolling away? What they would do is they would put a doorstop next to it, right? And that was called a dofek, right? When they wanted to roll it out of the way to move somebody in, like to bury somebody new, then what they would do is they would pull out the dofek and roll the girl out of the way. Okay, so, right, you can't, according to Ray Mary, you cannot use an animal, something which moves, as a blockage to prevent somebody from getting it, to prevent people from getting into or out of a grave, because that's not a real gravestone, it won't prevent anything. Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili Amru, Af En Kosvin Alav Gite Nashim. Rabbi Yosi Aglili added another halacha. If something's moving, if something's alive, you can't write a get on it, right? If you want a lo aleinu, hopefully this doesn't happen to anybody, right? But if somebody for some reason needs a divorce, so, you can't write a get on an animal. My time with Rabbi Meir, what's the reason for Rabbi Meir's opinion? Abaye Amar Shema Tamus. So Abaye says that the reason is that the animal might die. Right? The reason, it was, if the animal dies on Yom Tov, it'll fall over. And then, whoops, you don't have a wool anymore. That's the reason. Right, you know, it's very, very local to sukkah. All these other things will be a different reason. But on sukkah, presumably, maybe Erevin will be the same reason, right? But sukkah, right, the reason why you can't use an animal as a wall for the sukkah is it might fall over and die, and then you won't have the wall to the sukkah. Rabbi Zeira Amar Shema Tevrach. Rabbi Zeira said, what does it mean it might fall over and die? It might just run away as an animal, right? You don't need to go. It moves. Bepil kashur kol yali kol amal pligi de inami mayis yesh mini vlasik asara ki pligi bepil she eino kashur lemand amar shema tamus like ashen lemand amar gzeira shema tivrach chayshinan. Okay, so basically said nafkamina between Rabbi Zeira and Abaye, right, is an elephant that is an elephant that is not tied up. If you have an elephant that is also tied up on a leash, so it can't move anywhere, so then you're not worried it's going to die, because even if it does die, it doesn't make a difference. It'll create a wall which is taller than 10 tefachim, you know, taller than about a meter. Elephants are big animals, right, and if it were to try to run away, it wouldn't be able to, because it is tied up. What about an elephant which is not tied up? Well, if it dies, same thing's true. Right? If it falls over and dies, then it would not be a problem because the wall would be the right size. But if it were, but it is able to run away, and therefore, if the problem is that we're afraid that it would run away, then already it would in fact be possible. No, I don't think anybody's suggesting this is a wonderful idea, that l'chadchila, the way we should build sukkahs is by, you know, imprisoning animals as the walls. It's just that, you know, Torah even l'mo dani sarich, this is not technically a possible wall for a sukkah. Okay, so the Gemara says, but wait, if the chashash is that maybe the animal will die, fine, that's a reasonable chashash, but why aren't we afraid the animal will run away? That's a much more likely thing to happen. Ella, bepilcha in a kosher, kule alma le pligi, pipligi behema kshura, lemandam ragzeira shema tamos, chayshinan, lemandam ragzeira shema tivrach, loy chayshinan. Okay, so then the Gemara says no. And what it must be, obviously everybody's going to be worried that the animal might run away. Animals run away. So what we're talking about is a regular animal, not an elephant, right? A regular animal. A horse or something, right? If you tie it up, if you didn't tie it up, everybody's going to say it's possible to use this to wall of a sukkah. And midarabonon, because it might run, or it might run away, it might die. I have lots of reasons to say it's possible. If it's tied up, then already it's not going to run away. So the question is, are you afraid that it's going to keel over and die? If you are, then we draw up on and we pass in this wall as okay as possible. If you're not afraid of that, then already the wall will be kosher. Okay, so... And it says, Leman de amar gzera shema tivrach nechu shema tamus. It says, why is Rabbi Zera so convinced that we're not worried that the animal will die? Right, why does the only thing we're worried about that worried that it'll run away? So it says misalishkicha. No, that's not a problem, right? The animals don't just drop dead that often, so we're not so worried that that'll happen. So then the Gemara me says va'ika ravcha d'reni b'ni. It's an obvious question. An animal has lots of gaps between its legs. Right? If an animal has gaps between its legs, shouldn't those gaps be light? Certainly those gaps are more than 3 tefachim from the ground up, and they're also quite large between legs. There's more than 3 tefachim there. So wouldn't that mean that there's no wall at all? So then the Gemara suggests the avid lay behutza ve dafna. So the Gemara's answer was, basically you run sticks between the legs, right? That forms a proper wall. You know, the animal isn't the wall, and not entirely, you have to run sticks or strings between the legs to actually form the rest of the wall. V'dilma rava, maybe the animal will kick and break whatever strings or sticks you have between the legs. Animals are very strong, right? Their legs are able to break... The legs are able to break whatever you have between them. Yes, Rachel is expressing her opinion about this more as well. So, dematira be'ashle mile'el. Dematicha be'ashle mile'el. Basically, you have secured the animal to the ground by ropes going from the top. That way, even if the horizontal ropes or sticks got snatched by the animal kicking, in all likelihood, the vertical ones would survive. In other words, there's enough ropes or sticks there that a kosher wall will be formed in Manav Shach. Therefore, even a few of them snap because the animal's moving too much, it wouldn't end up breaking the wall. Okay. Tov, we will continue, please God, tomorrow. Tomorrow is a very short Amud. Good Yom Tov to everybody.